Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by University of Maryland's Women's Health for every stage of a woman's life, offering compassionate care and comprehensive obstetric and gynecological services from routine exams to specialized pelvic surgery. More information is available at 1-800-492-5538 or at www.umm.edu/Women's Center. We're going to begin this hour's conversation talking about what happened with Acorn. And if many of you saw it on the news, it was over the weekend, if I'm correct, right?
Right.
Yes, that a undercover reporter went in posing as a pimp, a woman with him posing as a prostitute, secretly filmed their interaction with Acorn, which will explain the importance of Acorn and what they've been doing over the years in this community and in communities around the country. Said they wanted to get a house and want to start a business, and part of that business was offering underage El Salvadorian girls as prostitutes. And you can hear the employee at Acorn talking about how they could get that done. I mean, we'll give you a flavor of it, and we'll talk about it with our guests. We're joined in the studio by Sonia. It is Sonia, right?
Yes.
Sonia Merchant-Jones, who's a longtime Acorn member and leader of that organization. Michelle Moore, who is the field director in Maryland for Acorn. And join us here, 410-319-8888, for your thoughts on all this. Let's take the clip, the third clip.
Well, when is this conference?
Okay, and we do ask that you join Acorn.
Okay.
It's 120 a year. We'll have a
no, I'm saying, where you want to use a lot of the cash.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For my campaign.
Yeah, but put maybe 400 in the bank every week.
Okay.
Every week, 400.
Yeah, don't put a whole bunch in the van.
Yeah.
That's
not
for the government. Yeah.
Because, like, if all of a sudden I get... Because I can't put all my cash. That would be... I could not part with it.
Put, like, $400 in the bank.
And that way the government won't know.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that was just a little piece of the clip. We'll play some more later, but there are many clips. You can go see them on YouTube. And Anthony McCarthy's joined me in studio here, of course, with Sonia Merchant-Jones and Michelle Moore from Acorn. So this tape is a pretty damning tape. I mean, you look at this tape, there's a woman who's clearly saying to them, we're going to help you find a different way to identify yourselves in the tax form, advising them on how to do this, giving them a new job description. You will be in entertainment. You're not going to be a prostitute. So, I mean, talk about what's going on here. I mean, the Acorn has gotten battered about a lot in the last year, but this is probably the ugliest I've seen.
I mean, yeah, it really is.
Sonia Merchant-Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we condemn it. I've served on Acorn's board of directors for many, many years, and it's nothing that we would have ever imagined would happen. I had a phone conference with leaders all over the country last night, and while it's unfortunate, you know, what happened and regrettable, we still have to continue the work that we do. I mean, that is a minute, what happened, I guess, with the staff. That's minute compared to the things that we've accomplished on behalf of people all over this country. And so we have to move on and make our focus be where we're at our best, and we're at our best when we're serving this community with foreclosure and things of that nature. And that's what we're going to continue to do.
Go ahead, Michelle. Do you want to say something? I mean,
well, yeah, I know that the tapes are really hard to watch. It's been really hard for me to watch the tapes. But one of the things that makes it really hard for me to watch the tapes is just I can see just firsthand what lengths the right-wing media are going to try to destroy Acorn, to bring us down.
Well, there are several issues here. I mean, there's clearly a movement in this country, whether it's going after Van Jones or other people for the right-wing media to kind of attack anything that's progressive in America right now, and
right.
As a way to undermine the Obama administration as well, because even though he may not be fighting the progressive battle, progressives clearly put him in office.
Right.
So, I mean, there's a lot of that dynamic too. But let me just throw some things out here. I mean, just in Baltimore alone. I mean, when we covered the taking of the house in East Baltimore, when he broke down the door and was going to move this person in.
On a foreclosed property.
On a foreclosed property. I'm sorry. Thank you. Please help me out.
So that our listeners know the context of
And we did a show about that. And we played some tape from that, and we talked about that on the air. It turned out in that instant that it sounded like at that point, even Baltimore County didn't properly vet the woman who you supported, because it turned out she had borrowed against the house and had all this extra money that she used for something else. And, you know, and I mean, that was a smudge. But that, you know, and then you have somebody who works for you, whether they edited the tape or not, clearly saying things that she was going to help these a pimp and a prostitute somehow fudge who they were to get money in a house to move in. I mean, so tell me what's going on here. I mean, what's happening internally that seems to be missing?
Well, I mean, you know, we understand exactly how it appears, but I'll say this. Just like with any business, you have employees. You want to trust that they're going to do the work that you hire them to do. And every now and then, something like this happens. Someone goes off on their own for whatever reason. We can't even begin to understand what the employees in the Baltimore City were talking about, what the employees in Washington, D.C. were thinking. We can't. And so that is not where our focus can lie. I mean, you're right. I mean, we dealt with them swiftly. We gave disciplinary action, and, you know, they were dismissed. And I mean,
you're talking about the people on this particular tape.
Yes, people on this particular tape. What more could we do? All we can do is learn from the incident and move on. I mean, we can't allow the right wing. It's nothing right about them, but we certainly can't allow. We certainly cannot allow that they would detract us from the good work that we do. I mean, this city has benefited. I mean, directly and indirectly. I mean, I started out with Question P. You know, Anthony McCarthy was with us we stood out in front of City Hall all night long because we believed in it when everyone told us that it would fail. And when they said that 14 single-member districts would not work in this city, I've had people come and say, thank you. That was one of the best things that could have happened in city government. And so those are the things that people should remember about ACORN, because those are the things that we continue to do. I mean, I could quote statistics and say how we've helped over 100,000 families become homeowners. It is true. We've helped families, 50,000 all over this country who face foreclosure, get through that process. So, I mean, this is where I'm at with the good things that the work that we're doing.
And I understand that argument, and I certainly understand this idea that there in any organization or corporation, there may be employees who don't carry the company banner, and you all acted very swiftly dealing with them. But unlike a lot of other corporations, your organization is being watched. Your organization is being scrutinized by the right wing, if we want to call them that. And there's direct ramifications, consequences for what is happening with these four employees already. I mean, investigations, Congress members of Congress calling for investigations. You've lost the contract you had with the Census Bureau. And that constitutes millions of dollars.
Well, can I speak to the contract with the Census Bureau? We never had a contract with the Census Bureau where ACORN was taking over the census. We were one of 80,000 community organizations around the country that was an informal partner of the census, where we were essentially supposed to just encourage people to fill out the census. You know, but the right wing sort of line about ACORN and the census is ACORN is going to control the census. There was a congresswoman who was encouraging a boycott of the census because of ACORN's involvement in the census. So there's a myth that ACORN was receiving money to go out and complete the census, and we weren't doing that. So, I mean, that's just another example of the way that the right wing is telling half-truths and lies.
Weren't there some, Michelle, employees in Florida that you all had to turn in yourselves for fraudulent information that they were providing so that in turn they would get payments?
Yes. I mean, just as far as voter registration works, when we hire people to do voter registration, we can't manage them in an office. They've got to go out in the field and do the voter registration. So we can't be looking over people's shoulders. So we know people will try to defraud us and commit employee fraud where they're basically handing in phony voter registration applications. We have a quality control program in our office. You know, obviously the Donald Ducks of the world are fraudulent, but we also go through and people have to put their phone number. We call them. So every fraudulent voter registration application, we tag it and when we turn it in, because we're also required by law to turn in every voter registration application that we collect, because they would say, oh, Acorn is sifting out the people who aren't going to vote for the party that is controlling everything. So that's what happened with the voter registration. Acorn was thanked for helping them out in Florida.
Yes.
Can we open the phones here? Let's see what people think. 410-319-8888. Anthony McCarthy is here co-hosting with me this hour. You can hear him every Friday on his own, 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Public Radio WEAA, 88.9 FM. In studio is Sonia Merchant-Jones, who's a longtime Acorn member and a leader of Acorn, and Michelle Moore, who is the field director of Maryland Acorn. They've been in the news because of the videotape being played on Fox News across the country and here, and it's out in Baltimore, and it really has put a dark stain on the organization, and we've invited them to come in. We tried to get a hold of the man who made the movie, and we couldn't get a hold of him today, but he's welcome on the show as well. 410-319-8888 is the number here. Gary in Baltimore, you're on the air.
Hi. I simply wanted to bring out a line from an album, which is essentially a long poem by an old-time rapper from 1973, by the name of Lightning Rod. And he says in this one or two lines, it's an encapsulation of what Fox or Fix News, as Meyer would call them. He says, the real hustlers are ripping off billions from the unsuspecting millions. You know, and he prefaced that by saying that he realized what a nickel and dime hustler he had really been by going out there shooting dice and playing pool and selling drugs, et cetera, because yeah. As I just witnessed by watching a little bit of Public Enemies with Johnny Depp and Christian Bale, you know, Frank Nitti confronted the character played by Johnny Depp. John Dillinger said, you don't understand. You think you pulled off a big heist by robbing a bank of $74,000 or whatever it was. He said, we do that every day.
So I'm trying to get to what's your point with this? What are you trying to say?
My point is Fox News tries to reveal this stuff about Acorn. Acorn is a bunch of folks who really have very little and try to combine to do a little bit for a few. And Fox News and their ilk combine to try to maintain the status quo. And that is my point by bringing out this line. Well, I'll take your comments off the air.
Thank you so much.
Well, I think that the only thing that I would point out, and certainly, you know, full disclosure, I have been a supporter and a member of Acorn for many, many years. But what I will say is that, unfortunately, the accumulation over the last year of the things that Mark pointed out, the voter fraud, it almost is giving ammunition to the detractors of the organization to go after the organization. And they have some very high up. I was reading John Boehner's statement. He is the leader of the Republicans in the House. And he said, you know what? He called on John Conyers. We must investigate Acorn. All on the basis of, he didn't point out all the long list. He pointed out that you are offering tax advice to someone that you thought were a prostitute and a pimp. Go ahead.
The membership did not offer
That's
any
right.
tax advice. I will say again, they were not authorized to do what they did. I cannot even begin to understand what they were feeling at that moment. It is unregrettable. I mean, it's regrettable what they did. But, you know, we the membership, the leaders of this organization, there was no way that we could have foresaw that something of this magnitude would happen in our ACORN offices, because we know the policies and procedures of this organization. And in the policies and procedures of this organization, that does not exist. There is no room for what happened in July. No room whatsoever. And there was no way that we could have prevented that from happening, even in knowing the staff. We never would have thought in a million years that would go down. But again, I've said in the Sun, there was nothing done illegal. There was nothing done illegal in the sense that they filed documents or took an application or anything of that nature.
And, well, could I say something as well?
Michelle,
I mean, I think it's very clear that we are a target. Fox News hates us. The right wing hates us. And it's been like this for about the past year. And it's very clear that even when you say voter fraud, you know, this is sort of the right wing speak, ACORN commits voter fraud. We haven't been convicted. We've had employees who've been convicted of voter registration fraud. And there was, this is something that was just leaked in internal White House memos. I don't know if you've read them. Karl Rove was specifically telling, you know, state's attorneys to prosecute ACORN and not to investigate, but to prosecute. And in New Mexico, an attorney was fired because he investigated and he wasn't able to prosecute. And so I think that it is very clear that we are a target of the right wing because we're operating on scale, because we are registering voters, low-income voters, minority voters who might not get registered through the Motor Voter Act, because, you know, we're empowering people to have a voice in their community. We are a target.
And they're threatened by that.
But I guess it kind of also begs the question. Let me just not to keep rubbing it in. Let's just play this quote, because I really want to let you hear
okay.
it.
Okay.
Listeners hear it and just talk about this, because what I've been reading in the paper before we went on the air, that it's being accused of happening in Washington, in Brooklyn, in Baltimore. And clearly, to get some information, somebody's going after ACORN to shut you down because you're effective in many ways. On the other hand, you know, it reminds me that a lot of progressive groups leave themselves open when these things happen, so the effective work gets thrown aside because of kinds of things like this. This is the clip number what? What are you talking about? I think it's two, the long one.
We should talk to you about, which it might complicate our taxes, is that we got a couple girls overseas coming over, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. There's 13 girls from El Salvador that I've kind of gotten wind on the street that are going to be coming to town, and I've let the right people know that I'm interested in taking care of them and getting them used to the area.
And they're very young, and we don't want to put them on the books.
They're kind of dependent.
They're from El Salvador. There's like 13 of them.
Okay.
And they're probably going to move in into the house that we get.
For a year or two to get them on their feet.
Just to get them on their feet so they can do this type of thing.
So you want to put... why do y'all even want to do taxes? Oh, because of the house.
Because we need the house. And everyone else has been discriminatory. But the point is that there's going to be 13 El Salvadorian girls coming into this house. Mm-hmm. We don't want that to cause any trouble.
I mean, as far as
anything.
Taxes?
As far as the feds coming in, say you got
girls. As far as feds coming in, as far as the house is concerned, fine. But the tax part, now, if you want to cover yourself on that part, you can issue them 1099s.
But they're not even legal citizens.
Couldn't they, like, if I am a performing artist.
Okay,
and
if they don't have Social Security numbers,
right.
Then you don't have to worry, because they can't file taxes. Anyway.
So they can just be like,
what are they supposed to do about them? We don't have to worry about them?
You don't have to worry about them. If they're going to get a Social Security number, even for working.
Well, they're like 15.
Oh, well, then you don't worry about them. But then you know what? You can always claim them as dependents. You can't do all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, could we claim some of them as dependents and still have the other ones there?
Sure.
Okay. Now, anybody who saw or heard that.
Wow.
You know what?
Yeah.
It seems as if, and we're not on the show to kind of trash ACORN, but it seems as if ACORN in the Brooklyn office and DC office and here are all facing similar allegations. But what is going on?
So, I mean, first of all, what I'd like to say is, you know, we've got to question the nature of what happened with these filmmakers and who they are. And we've got to question the way they're telling this Acorn story, because it's a story and it's not the truth. And so this.
But Michelle, what's not true about the things that we just heard? The things we just heard someone say, they're bringing underage girls in to work. And we heard an employee of Acorn say, well, you don't have to claim them. You don't have to. And what about if we claim some of them as dependents? Well, you can do that. I mean, I'm trying to figure out which part.
What's not true is that we don't train people to do that. We don't hire people to do that.
Yes.
That's what's not true.
I mean, obviously.
And they acted in and of their own. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we fired them. It will never happen again, because now we know. I mean, even to the point where members, where leaders will be on guard. We will kind of wrap our arms around the offices a little more, because, of course, you don't want to hover over your staff. You want to trust that they're there to do the work that you hire them for. And unfortunately, at that time, they weren't doing what they were hired to do.
And
what more can we say?
And I want to talk specifically about the tapes, though, because what happened on Thursday, you know, it came out first on all the conservative blogs and everything like that, then on Fox News. We were called by local news media, and they said, well, what's going on? They said, we don't really want to do a story on this because we think the tapes are clearly doctored.
Who said this to you?
Some local news stations. I don't want to quote anybody, whatever. This is just what they were saying. Then, then they called us back later in the day, and Sonia Merchant-Jones was there in our office doing interviews. She did a great job. But what they had told us was they had gotten more calls from people asking mm-hmm. them to investigate
sure
this
did.
Acorn prostitution ring than about anything else. And so what we're seeing is the way that the right wing is organized, and it's just really scary. They've planned this. I mean, they're saying, this is what we hear on our hate mail. We get about 100 hate mails a day. Some of them are just completely racist, calling us monkey N-word, doing, you know, all this simulated sexual innuendos and everything. I mean, it's really disgusting. But I want to go back to the fact that these tapes were also filmed illegally. There was no consent given, and we also are pretty sure that the questions that were being asked by the young man were not the questions that he was actually asking.
What do you mean?
What do I mean is, so I'll just
alter to that point.
Yeah, I'm going to give you an example. So on one part of the tapes, you see one of our employees giving tips about how to operate, supposedly how to operate, you know, prostitution ring or whatever. And she's like, you got to watch your back. You've got to take care of yourself. And I'm not quoting verbatim because I just didn't write this down.
Right.
But the question she had been asked is, what's it like to work in these neighborhoods where you're working? And I know for a fact that, you know, every time I go out to knock on doors in the community, she's like, Michelle, you got to be careful. You got to watch your back. And I'm always like, I'm fine, because I go out in the projects in Baltimore, I go out in Park Heights, I go mm-hmm. out everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so I do know that this, and these journalists, O'Keefe particularly, he's done this to other organizations, and he's done this to Planned Parenthood. And it wasn't magnified in the media the same way, because people aren't as threatened by Planned Parenthood as they are by Acorn, but he has done this. And
the illegal aspect of, I mean, not doing this undercover, I mean, I have no problem with that, because, I mean, we did that all the time. you go into police stations, you go into slaughterhouses, you go places, and you take illegal videos to show what's going on.
Right.
I mean, that's part of what happens, I think, in the world we live in. So, I mean, it's like people getting angry because people in town meetings are yelling from the right wing about issues when they learned that from Saul Alinsky on the left.
I mean,
so, I mean, it's not like it's something.
So, but you don't go around with a hidden video trying to set people up.
Not set people up, but people have gone around to let's say slaughterhouses and and you know, taking pictures that you're not supposed to take to show what happens to the animals, or you know, and that stuff gets out there, and that's how social change happens.
To get
sometimes
what they think is the real story,
right?
You understand?
And
that happens.
That's the real story, but this is not the real story about Acorn.
No, absolutely not.
Well, I want to get to that real story. Let me get another caller in here. 410-319-8888 before we take a break. And Lorenz, you're on the air.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'd like to ask a question. I want to know if those two women employees were possibly fearful of their job. Could they have been accused of discrimination if they had not answered the questions or filled out the applications for those individuals, I'll call them, but if they had just called them out for what they were pretending to be, oh, no, you're a pimp, you're a prostitute, we don't handle you people, and then they turn around and got fired anyway, catch 22, like, well, they just, Acorn now discriminates. You know, so was it a possibility that that might have been the case as well with the setup?
Interesting point.
Well,
folks,
what I can say is that, you know, Acorn is doing a lot to empower low-income people to fight for better services in their community, to fight against slum landlords, but we also do provide a lot of services. You know, we help people file taxes, we help people purchase homes, and we help people apply for food stamps and other benefits that they're eligible to receive. So there is a little bit of a social worker mentality where you do help people, and sometimes you are helping people who you're a helper. I want to help you. And they were, the woman who came in, her first line was, you know, I'm a dancer, okay, which is not illegal, and she could file taxes if she's getting paid under the table. So what we've heard from our, you know, our friends who are out there doing similar work is this could have happened to us. We do invite people in to help them, and we're not always asking them a lot of questions.
We have to take a short break, and we'll come right back and let our folks from Acorn continue talking with all of you out there at 410-319-8888 as you look at the tapes that were shown on Fox News that appear to show people who work for Acorn helping someone posing as a pimp and a prostitute do get a home and set up a business. We'll talk about that and more, and also about what is going on with the right wing going after progressive groups in America, what Acorn really does, and more at 410-319-8888. Karen from Charles Village, the next caller up. Hold on, we're going to come right to your call. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by Johns Hopkins Medicine. For the 19th consecutive year, the Johns Hopkins Hospital is ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report in their annual Best Hospital Survey. Find out more about the nation's top hospital at hopkinsmedicine.org. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner. We're talking with folks from Acorn today. We did attempt to call, we did call Fox 45 today and try to get someone to come on from that TV station. We also tried to locate the person who made the movie but could not find them. They didn't say no, we just could not find them. And yeah, we'll talk about that. And we're in the studio with folks from Acorn and my partner Anthony McCarthy here during the course of this hour. Before we jump back into this discussion, Karen and Otis, hold on, we're going to come to your calls. I have to remind you to be sure to get your tickets to WEAA's first homecoming cruise. Join us for a night of fun and games at WEAA's Cotton Club Casino Fun Night. Cruise aboard the Spirit of Baltimore. Thursday, October the 8th, this year, 7 to 10 p.m., sailing from historic Inner Harbor. Your ticket price includes dinner and a special performance from the soulful jazz vocalist Gene Karn, and a portion of your ticket price will benefit WEAA, so do not miss the boat. Tickets are available by calling 410-727-3113 or 1-800-695-BOAT. That's 1-800-695-2628. Or go on to WEAA.org to come enjoy yourself in the harbor. Well, not in the harbor, but we don't want you jumping in there, but
they
on the
pulled
boat.
Someone out of the harbor this weekend, Mark.
They did. But
they sure did. Let's not have that happen. That's right.
That's Anthony McCarthy, host of the Anthony McCarthy Show, heard here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. in this time slot. Another production of the Center for Mercy Media as our partner in crime here.
And, you know, Mark, the interesting thing about our partnership that I love, and let's get to the callers.
Let's get to the callers.
Yeah.
And we're joined also in the studio by Sonia Merchant-Jones, who's a longtime Acorn member and a leader of Acorn from the community. who's been with Acorn for a long time.
10 years.
10 years, that's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Michelle Moore, who is the field director here in the state of Maryland. Let's go right to the phones and we'll come back to the questions that we also had at 410-319-8888. Karen in Charles Village, you're on the air.
I have three quick points.
Sure.
The first is that as someone who's done video editing, it's pretty easy to splice different questions and answers together and make them look like they are the actual question that someone heard and responded to. It's not hard to do. And in this tape, I've watched it. It's actually really obvious. They dub over a number of the questions. Why can't we hear the actual questions they're asking the employees? Well, obviously, because they've put in some different kind of question. For example, the questions about filling out the tax forms, when they say, question, you know, what do I fill out for a prostitute? They had also discussed that she was a dancer, which is a perfectly legal profession. I'm sure the IRS would love to have dancers pay their taxes. And then talks about performing artists. The response is about a performing artist. I mean, that could have happened a lot of places on the tape. I mean, I don't doubt that something, it wasn't quite exactly right there. But the point is that we have to be very suspicious of this kind of tape. And I really fault the media. I'm glad you're doing this, Mark, but I really fault the rest of the media for not demanding an unedited version of the tape. If they have nothing to hide, look at it. I mean, the media is being incredibly gullible and not learning the lessons of history, by the way. I mean, this was tried, this kind of thing was tried on Ralph Nader and Martin Luther King throughout history. Anyone who has fought these kinds of battles, they have sought as much dirt and tried to set them up as possible. It's happened over and over again.
Now, having been in this business for a while, I have to listen to it more carefully. My first gut reaction was, when I heard some of the pieces, was that something was going on with the edit. It just sounded because having been really pissed, well, I can't beg you, but really be angry sometimes at bad edits, not with my current crew, but bad edits that happened before on my show. And what is it? You can hear a bad edit. And if they are in fact edits, then Mr. O'Keefe will not win an Academy Award for this for editing, but I'd like to hear the whole tape, and see what it says. Well, let's get another call in here.
We've written a letter to Fox News asking to see the whole tape,
and they've said
they haven't followed up with us yet.
410. Well, you know, if there's a hearing, maybe it'll be forced.
I know
to show.
We might have to go out. We might have to use
because Republicans in Congress,
asking.
who's demanding a hearing?
Representative Steve King, our own Roscoe Bartlett, has issued a statement asking that there be a full investigation. Michelle Bachmann, of course, who made quite of a name for herself with her attacks on Barack Obama during the presidential campaign. A lot of members now. And I think the most interesting thing, Mark, Steve King says, he's very clear, and I was reading some quotes from
him. A New York Republican.
He's a Republican
moderate.
From Iowa.
Iowa, excuse me.
Yeah, he says, look, we have seen the face of Acorn. We've been into the offices of Acorn in Baltimore, in Washington, D.C., in Brooklyn, and you have to imagine that this is going on in every inner city across America where Acorn is set up. He's essentially saying, look, I'm concerned about the inner city. And Acorn is in these inner city, in the inner city, and this is going on where they are.
I guess there's a question. And Otis, please don't hang up. And Pat from Pikesville, don't hang up. I'm going to come to your calls. I just want to ask the folks from Acorn this quick question. We really want to hear what you both have to say, and others calling in at 410-319-8888. Log on to Facebook, put your comments there. Just go to Mark Steiner or write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. When it happens in three offices, what do you think is going on? I mean, other than the fact that clearly the right, certain real activist right-wing groups were targeting groups like Acorn, and sometimes groups leave themselves exposed by certain things that they do or don't do. So what do you think is going on when there are three sets of employees in different offices in three different cities all doing this? I mean, Sonia, I'm asking you because your role has not been as a professional organizer hired by Acorn to come from somewhere else to work. You're a sister from the Baltimore City who was a community person who decided to go fight for something that was right. This is your organization. So I see you shaking your head. So tell me what you think is going on here.
You know, it's something, again, that I can't even wrap my thought around it. I just can't. All I know is I know how it looks, and I know the work ahead that we have to do. And when I say we, I'm talking about the membership. The membership, in essence, scrutinizing and being a little more mindful of what goes on in the offices by the staff that we hire to carry out our mission. It's unfortunate. What happened? I say it again. There's no way that we could have ever foresaw that this would happen. But again, the leadership, the membership, we're all talking. The board of directors have, you know, come together. And we know that there's work ahead of us and that we have to be a little more diligent in terms of what takes place at these offices. We know that that's what we have to do in the future. I mean, we just had no idea that anything like that would happen, and that maybe those who are hired by us would take it upon themselves to do that because they want to bring in more members, or because they were going along with the
What did the employees say to y'all? And what did they say to other people in the other office? What did they say about why they did this?
Well,
this is something you can't talk about, because it's, I don't know if you can talk about that or not. But I really,
it's hard for me to say, you know, what exactly happened, because, like I say, that these tapes, I believe, were doctored, and there was a lot that was unsaid too. I mean, they were initially turned away at our office, and they said, you know, you can't buy a house, but, you know, if you want to file taxes for the income you get for dancing, we'll see if we can help you. We'll talk you through this. So, I mean, this, you know, what I think is really unfortunate is that, you know, these young people were turned away from the majority of our offices that they went to, because if you look at them, it looks like a setup, right?
It really does.
And unfortunately, you know, we have to make sure that everybody we hire realizes that we are a target and we can be set up. And, you know, this O'Keefe, who was a filmmaker, like I said, he has a history of doing this at Planned Parenthood and other organizations, and he typically preys on low-level employees. So this is what he did at Planned Parenthood, because I just think it's important to understand the way that he operates. He and another female colleague were calling in and recording conversations to Planned Parenthood. They were speaking with fundraisers, and they were explaining, oh, we want to help donate money to help fund health care in low-income communities. And they had these nice conversations, and can we do this? And then eventually they came out and said, you know, we want to specifically fund abortions for African-Americans because we want to control the minority population. And then these tapes were doctored to make it look like Planned Parenthood was accepting donations to fund abortions of African Americans. And I mean, that's the way they operate. When you said that you go out and, you know, film slaughterhouses, you're investigating the truth. This is not the truth. This is not what Acorn's about. This is not what Planned Parenthood was not about this. But they wanted to film they're a story. That's not the truth.
Let me go back to the phones. Our listeners, come back to this conversation with our guests from Acorn. You just heard Michelle Moore. We're also joined by Sonia Merchant-Jones and my co-host, Anthony McCarthy, at 410-319-8888. Otis, you're on the air.
How you doing, Mark? How you doing, Anthony?
Hi, Otis.
Let me just say this. I think it makes absolutely no sense for you to, you know, kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater. That if in fact the tapes were not doctored and these employees were bad actors, you don't throw out the good work that has been done throughout the nation. And at least I personally could talk about the good work, particularly when Mitch Klein was here, some of the great work that happened here in Baltimore fighting for affordable housing, and making sure that, you know, those of us who were working in government, that we understood who we worked for and why we were there. You don't throw out all of that good work. And I'm just disappointed. I shouldn't say disappointed, because that would mean I expect better, but I'm a little frustrated with our elected officials, who are demanding for these inquiries and not having the same level of outrage and frustration with Blackwater, when we are seeing gross acts of disgusting behavior, of murder, of rape. And no one is saying we need to stop these contracts immediately. We're talking about $1.6 million contract that Acorn has with HUD. And how Congress is trying to stop that in this current fiscal year. And they're saying nothing about the billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar contract between Blackwater and DOD. And so I think, you know, we just need to be smarter and really kind of judge these companies based on what they're doing and how they're doing it. And Acorn, I think, has a long enough track record of helping the least of these. And I think that is why they're under attack.
I don't disagree. That's probably why Acorn is under attack. Though I think that in fighting things like this, you have to meet them head on and not say, and not get into why they're not doing other stuff, but why is this happening? Exactly what's going on here? I mean, I think that when Glenn Beck makes comments on the air that leads to the firing of, not that I disagree with the orders, the Glenn Beck leads to the firing of Van Jones, and pushing that, clearly things are afoot. I mean, there is, as I said today and when I was talking at the School of Public Health, the rudderless Republican Party has allowed kind of the maniacs to take over. And, of course, the maniacs all can control the airwaves. 410-319-8888. Pat in Pikesville, you're on the air. Pat, you there?
I'm here.
You're on the air.
Yes. Just wanted to say hello to everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you. I guess to me, all of it sounds too good to be true. I mean, has anyone considered that? I mean, why would a pimp and a prostitute go to Acorn for tax advice? I mean, why would they not go to maybe H&R Block or something like that? I mean, it's kind of strange to me. That's all I wanted to say. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much for your call.
I think that we're all in agreement that Acorn is a target. I think that Mark and I are raising the question, and Sonia, I think you've answered it very effectively, and certainly, Michelle, you've answered it very effectively. But the question remains then, I'm curious, right, what now is the oversight of this membership organization so that this does not happen again? It may be set up right now that they're coming in undercover talking about taxes, but what's to say that it's next week another issue? Acorn's involved in a lot of social justice issues. What kind of oversight, Sonia, are members and leadership now going to operate over this staff so that – you're a target. I mean, I'm trying to be dance around
and
this.
And it's okay.
But
it is.
You're a target, and they're going to keep coming.
Again,
and they're going to keep coming.
And
Otis
know,
pointed out something very – and I wish I mentioned this earlier, but he pointed something out. This $1.6 million contract – that HUD has with Acorn. That's what I was trying to explain earlier, that there is a direct impact on your ability to do this social
Acorn
justice
housing.
Work.
Mm-hmm. Not Acorn.
Okay. But for our listeners, they don't make a whole lot of distinctions about
but they really need to understand,
the affiliates.
They really need to understand the structure of Acorn. And I think that in understanding the structure, you see the bigger picture of what's gone down. But again, you know, all that we can do is to go back, review the policies and procedures. We partner with the staff, but we don't do the day-to-day management.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to go back. I mean, again, the gentleman said you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There are more things that have been positive than negative. And I think that anyone who would come in and review what we've done in the past would come up with that same conclusion, that there has been more good from what Acorn has accomplished and will continue to accomplish than what has not been accomplished with this attack. And not just on Acorn, but on poor people, on communities of color. It is just ridiculous that these incidences, you know, and I think that they're minute as far as I'm concerned, would speak for the work of people all over this country. It just doesn't. It doesn't speak for my work. It doesn't speak for my integrity. It doesn't speak for anything that I would ever entertain. And again, I think that maybe it's an issue of those who participated in this, their moral character on both sides. But it doesn't speak for the good work that this organization has done.
I want to say a couple of stuff started from the staff side. I mean, number one, we realized that we are a target. We have to hire people who realize that everything that they say can and will be taken out of context.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hire people who have the judgment and sense to realize that they're being set up. And we, you know, one mistake we made as a staff is this happened in a bunch of offices and we didn't communicate.
And now
we realize we have to. The other thing I want to say from the point of view of a staff person is I've talked to other organizations that do similar work on a lesser scale to Acorn, they're using this video as a training for their employees because if it could happen to us, it could happen to them. And we've heard numerous people say this to us. Yeah. And that's why we're fighting back.
Yeah. I was in a restaurant over the weekend. I go to a place on Saturday mornings on Eastern Avenue. And people from Habitat for Humanity were in there. And they spent the whole morning talking about what was going on with Acorn. And how can they protect their employees from this kind of, I don't want to call it setup. I don't want to make that judgment call. But how can they protect their employees? So I agree with Michelle. I think people have to look at this and realize we're a target. And so therefore, we have to be above board, yes. transparent, open, and by the book.
Yes.
There is no getting around
it. Well, let me just, if you read this quote from Congressman King, and I mean, this is what is going to happen next, and the question is, where do you go with this? Congressman King said, if you see this as endemic, that it's at least three cities will help support and organize and provide for lending to homes of prostitution for underage girls that come from foreign countries that are likely illegal. How many drugs are being dealt out of houses facilitated by Acorn? What would they not do, he asked of Acorn workers. Where would they reach a moral revulsion? And he goes on to say, we saw into the offices of Acorn. We saw the faces of Acorn in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. and in Brooklyn, New York. And you have to imagine that's going on in every inner city across America, which is what Anthony was saying, where Acorn is set up. We've got to shut off every federal dollar to Acorn. And we've got to investigate them thoroughly. This is going to be what will be pushed in on the Fox News channels. Jerry Schmetterer, who's Director of Public Information for the Kings County District Attorney's Office in New York, said to Fox News that they're taking a look into Brooklyn Acorn's office. So, and other people are trying to look at the 501(c)(3) status. So, I mean, this is you're about to become a
poster
target.
Child. Yeah,
and a poster child for what's wrong with everything on in the progressive world.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the majority of people don't believe this is an endemic problem. They don't really believe there are Acorn prostitution rings. They know that that's not the truth. The majority of our members who called in, you know, just in between all the hate mail we were getting, people said, you know, this is disgusting. How can you have allowed yourself to be set up this way?
Mm-hmm.
People, and you know, we've worked with a number of other organizations, politicians, and they know what Acorn does.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to just to sit back and think that that's all that we've been about, you know, I just say again, look at, you know, what we've done in the past and all the good things that we've accomplished far outweigh.
And the only reason I bring this up is to go right back to the phones to get some calls before the end of the hour is because I'm trying to set up the battle you're about to confront.
Yes.
410-319-8888. Reverend Meredith, you're on the air.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
My comment is that, you know, I think it's very interesting how the right wing and their allies are infiltrating groups that help poor people. But are we infiltrating the banks that are ripping poor people off? Are we infiltrating notorious homophobic organizations like Focus on the Family and organization and like that? You know, we have white supremacists right in our backyard. Are we going in there with video cameras trying to figure out what they're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the people that we really need to catch with their pants down, so to speak, because they truly represent a threat to this democracy. And I'm really tired of this catch you if you can mentality of the right instead of them really, you know, trying to unify this country. This is really all about a racist backlash, a backlash against poor people, a backlash against people who support true change in America.
I'm joining you because we have like five or six people who just called in back to back, boom, boom, boom. I try to get several voices on very quickly here to hear people in the community. I do appreciate you always calling in, and we have to get you as a guest one day. You're always so articulate and sharp about the things that you say.
Thank you.
410-319-8888. Kevin, you're on the air.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike, for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I think basically what we need to, what Hager needs to realize is, you know, when you're at war, you have to definitely play the defensive strategy. I think the U.S. is in a time right now where, you know, let me say the rights are playing dead in politics, which might come back to hurt the U.S. strongly. But I think basically it's a catch-22 for Akon, really. I think basically you need to look at the staffers as to how many people are you going to get to work in Akon as staffers. Where are you getting them from, basically? And how thorough can you be? What is the pay range and so forth and so on? So I think the first thing Akon needs to do is basically to show out to the American public how, you know, just display everything that they do in the light, be as transparent as they can. And also, you know, basically, even if they can create monitoring systems in their offices just for show, but just to let your employees know that this is a war and they definitely have to fight this.
And a quick thought before we try to get another call on here before the end of the hour? What he just said?
I actually couldn't hear him very well.
Well, he talked about the pay scale.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's
and where you're pulling your employees from.
And, I mean, those two employees on the tape were members turned part-time employees. And, you know, unfortunately, we are a poor people's organization. Our pay scale is not great. We don't work here for the money. We work here because we believe in what we're doing. And we, you know, we want to operate on scale, too. So we have, you know, 300 organizers. I'm not sure quite how many housing counselors.
200, I think. 200.
Okay.
Around the country, you mean?
Around the country, yes.
let me try to get a very 30-second comment from Greg in Charlottesville. So what are you going to say, Greg, very quickly?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just think, listening, you guys are on the defensive, and instead, it's a real mistake, instead you should take this as an opportunity to go on the national stage, explain what Akorn is, what they do, and attack Fox News as a fake news organization. I mean, not only is it run by the Hearst of today, Robert Murdoch, but furthermore, the head of the news division is still Roger Iles, who is former Republican campaign strategist who won out of the year awards for the Republican Party. So you guys just got to go on the offensive and stop explaining to the people who watch the Glenn Beck show, because they're not going to care.
So I want to thank you both for being here today.
Thank you for taking the time
to come talk to our listeners, Sonia Merchant-Jones and Michelle Moore from Akorn. And what's your website? Do you have some place you want to tell people where to go to find out more information about what you're doing?
Our website is www.acorn.org.
All right, we'll have you back as we follow this issue very closely. Thank you both for being
here. Thank you.
And good luck.
Right, thank you. Thank you.
And McCarthy, my brother, always good to have you.
Always great
to be here. In the studio
with
me. Thank you.
I love
so
our Mondays together.
Me too. And hear him Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. right here on WEAA. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite, Baltimore's free monthly magazine of ideas. This month, Urbanite goes back to school with a learning issue, featuring reports on the future of high-stakes testing, new approaches to the dropout crisis, and challenges of teaching behind bars. Urbanite is available at over 750 locations, and if I do say so for myself, this is the best issue they've had this year. Great issue. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producer is Justin Levy. We're engineered by Brian Boone. Our interns are Judith Lloyd, Brian Boone, and Christina Aronson. Theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear new additional interviews, visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by MECU, Baltimore's credit union, and the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development.